So let's review. By Rava, yes she'ela behakim, or ain't she'ela behakim. Can hakama, the validation of a neder, be nullified through a heter chacham, so that he can now make hafara to nullify the neder, or hakama cannot be nullified through a heter chacham, and he cannot make hafara anymore, as the Ran explains. Nishal boy by yoim al hahekim mi motzi mefer. The question is only when he wants to nullify the hakama on yoim shamai, the day he heard about the neder, in which he can still make hafara. However, nishal lamachar pshitud loy motzi mefer delegar mishtika. There's no question if he wants to nullify the hakama on the next day, because one cannot make hafara after yoim shamai, even if he was merely silent by yoim shamai. The Gemara adds a second question. Im timtzalam yeshela behekim yeshela behefer. Even if we assume that hakama can be nullified, can hafara also be nullified through a heter chacham? Although logically leshaych hashela b'hafara, shela only applies to hakama, which is similar to a nether, but not to hafara, which is different than a nether. However, as the Ran explains, iskish hakama lahafara l'chol mili. There is a hekish in the pasuk isha yikimenev isha yifereno, in which hafara is compared to hakama for all matters, even for she'ela, or ain she'ela behefer. Hafara cannot be nullified through a heter chacham because lo iskish le'inin she'ela. Hafara is not compared to hakama regarding matters that do not apply to hafara, such as she'ela. The Gemara concludes, Toshima, d'amr b'yichanan, nishalon ala hakim ve'ein nishalon ala hafar. Hakama can be nullified through a heter chacham, but hafara cannot be nullified through a heter chacham. The Gemara continues with another shaila. We know that ein hakama acher hakama. A second hakama cannot take effect upon the first hakama. However, boi rabo kaim lechi v'nishol al hakama rishayna mahu. If a person states one hakama, reiterates a second hakama, and then nullifies the first hakama, do we say lo chayla hakama shnia? The second hakama cannot take effect now because, as the Ran explains, the second hakama expired when it cannot take effect at the time it was made. Or the second hakama can take effect now because hakama kamaisu leshavka basraisa ulachar shela mashakeach ravcha v'chayla. The second hakama was pending while the first hakama was in effect, and after she'ela it can take effect. The Gemara concludes. Chayla hakama shnia. As we see from Rava's statement regarding a similar halacha on Daf Yud Ches, ein shvua chal al shvua. A second shvua cannot take effect upon the first shvua. However, Rava says there, im nishal al rishayna shnia chal alof. If the first shvua was annulled by a chacham, the second shvua then takes effect because Rav Ruhu de Lesla. The second shvua was pending while the first shvua was in effect. Therefore, ki mitchal al chaver to chayla after she'ela, it can take effect. The Gemara continues with another question. Clearly, ein hakama achar hafara, ve'in hafara achar hakama. Neither one can take effect after the other, because once he was mekayim, he could no longer be mefer, and once he was mefer, there is no neder to be mekayim. However, bo'i rabo kaim lechi u'mufer lechi, v'loi teichel hakama ilim kinchal hafara mahu. A person initially stated a hakama, and then a hafara, and then said that the hakama shall only take effect after the hafara took effect. As the Ran explains, there is no question that hakama loy chayla. The hakama does not take effect, memanavshach, either way. I hafara chayla, hakama loy chayla. If the hafara takes effect initially, in which the neder is nullified forever, then the hakama cannot take effect afterward because the neder no longer exists. And if hafara loy chayla, hakama loy chayla. If the hafara does not take effect, the hakama cannot take effect either, do asni, because he specified that the hakama only take effect after the hafara. The question is only regarding the hafara. Do we say hafara loy chayla? The hafara does not take effect either because kiven de aktim kaim elechi, mashma de asni de teichel hafara baster hakama. He stated the hakama first because he wanted the hakama to take effect first and the hafara afterward. And that which he stated v'loy teichel hakama elim kinchala hafara was only to emphasize that the initial hakama shall not prevent the hafara from taking effect afterward. Therefore, hafara loy chayla, because one cannot be mefer after hakama. Or, hafara chayla, hafara does take effect, because aktim kai milechi, di'ef shalikrish neshe miskeachat. He only stated the hakama initially, because he cannot utter two things at once, and that which he added, v'loy teich l'hakama elim kenchal hafara, was because he wants the hafara first, and the Hakama afterward. The Gemara concludes, Hafara Chayla. The Hafara does take effect, as we see in the Machlekes Remei of Rabbi Yisi in Masechtas Temura. Harezu Temura is Oila, Temura Shlamim. If a person states that the Kedusha of a carbon Oila and a carbon Shlamim should be transferred to his animal, Harezu Temura is Oila, the Remeir. Remeir says that only the Kedusha's Oila is transferred to his animal, but the Kedusha Shlamim is not transferred, because Akdem Oila, then the Skavin La Oila V'Achakach Shlamim. He mentioned the Oila first, because he wanted the Oila transferred first and the Shlamim afterward. However, in Kedusha Chal Al Kedusha, a second Hekdesh cannot take effect upon the first Hekdesh. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Im L'Kach Neskavin Mitchilo, Hoyil V'I Efshot Likur Shnei Shemes Ke'achad, Dvarav Kayamin. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says that if he intends for both, then both Kedusha's Oila and Shlamim are transferred to his animal simultaneously, because he only states Oila first, because he cannot say two things at once. The Gemara explains that regarding our question, certainly according to Rabbi Yisi, Hafara Chayla, simply because, Akdim Kayim Elechi, Di Yefshar Kroi Shnei Shemes Kechad. And even according to Rabbi Meir, Hafara Chayla, because he only disagrees in the case of Akdim Oila, Din Neskavim La Oila V'Achkach Shlamim, because Diloy Omar, Leitechel Zu Elim Ken Chala Zu. He did not specify that the Kedusha's Oila transfers only after the Kedusha Shlamim transferred. However, he does agree in our case. Akdim Kaimilechi, Di'yav Shikor Shnei Shemes Ke'echad, because he specified Leitechel Hakama Elim Kein Chala Hafar. The Gemara continues with another question. Bayi Rabba, Kaim Umufer Lechi Bevas Achas Mahu. If a person states that the Hakama and Hafar should take effect simultaneously, the Ran explains, certainly both cannot be chal, because Hakama and Hafar are mutually exclusive. However, the question is, do we say, Legabi called Minayu Amrinan de Kodim Chayil? Each one is possibly the first one to take effect, and therefore we must go Lachomra, with the more stringent possibility. Vishem Hakama Chayil, Vesulim Matzi Mefer. Perhaps the Hakama took effect first, and the Neder is validated, and he cannot be made for the Neder anymore. Or, Lekel Esvuki Bakamu Bafar Klal. Neither Hakama nor Hafar is Chal, because they are contradictory. Therefore, he can still do either Hakama or Hafara as he wishes. The Gemara concludes, Loi Chalu Klal. Neither Hakama nor Hafara take effect, because as Rabbi says regarding Kiddushin, Kol She'enoi B'zeh Achar Zeh, Afil B'vas Achas Enoi. Two matters which each cannot take effect, when one follows the other, cannot take effect simultaneously either.